The Algebra of Need. Fats Terminal came from the city pressure tanks, where open life jets spurt a million forms. Immediately eaten, the eaters canceled by black time fuzz. Few reach the plaza, a point where the tanks empty a tidal river, carrying forms of survival, armed with defenses of poison slime, black flesh-rotting fungus, and green odors that sear the lungs and grab the stomach in twisted knots. Because Fats' nerves were raw and peeled to feel the death spasms of a million cold kicks, Fats learned the algebra of need and survived. One Friday, Fats siphoned himself into the plaza. A translucent gray fetal monkey, suckers on his little soft purple-gray hands, and a lamprey disc mouth of cold gray gristle lined with hollow black erectile teeth, feeling for the scar patterns of junk. And a rich man passed and stared at the monster, and Fats rolled pissing and shitting in terror and ate his shit. And the man was moved by this tribute to his potent gaze and clicked a coin out of his Friday cane. Friday is Muslim Sunday, when the rich are supposed to distribute alms. So Fats learned to serve the black meat and grew a fat aquarium of body. And his blank periscope eyes swept the world's surface. In his wake of addicts, translucent gray monkeys flashed like fish spears to the junk mark and hung there sucking, and it all drained back into Fats. So his substance grew and grew, filling plazas, restaurants, and waiting rooms of the world with gray junk ooze. The vibrating, soundless hum of deep forest and organ accumulators. The sudden silence of cities, when the junky cops and even the commuter buzzes clogged lines of cholesterol for contact. Signal flares of orgasm burst over the world. A T-head leaps up screaming, "I got the fear!" and runs into Mexican night, bringing down back brains of the world. The executioner shits in terror at sight of the condemned man. The torturer screams in the ear of his implacable victim. Knife fighters embrace in adrenaline. Cancer's at the door with a singing telegram.